This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Combine week. A lot going on. B-ball bouncing. Don't let me forget to tell you about my new interest that I'm really focused on, putting in time on it. You're not going to believe it. But the tush push to stay, or should it be outlawed? My old teammate, world champion, Mark Murphy, currently moonlighting as the president of the Green Bay Packers. They want it out. Anthony, I'll ask you. You know, it's one thing about it. Is it cheating just because you can't stop it? And what, if anything, do you see that's illegal about it?
I mean, the only thing that's illegal about the play is that you are aiding a runner, like, on the play. Now, I will say this. There are teams that have tried to do the tush push. And guess what, Doc? It didn't work out for those guys, and that's why they're complaining about it. Literally, the Eagles, the Bills, those two teams have the highest success rate when it comes to the tush push. Mm-hmm. Over the last couple of years, they've had 163 rushes for and converted at an 87% attempt rate. That's the Eagles and the Bills. Now, the rest of the NFL, when they tried to do the tush push, 153 rushes, and they've converted only 71% of those attempts. So I just think people are upset that they can't stop it and the fact that they also don't know how to duplicate it.
That Syracuse University, that Georgetown prep training coming to fruition. I hope your father is listening right now because, really, it's paid off. I'm proud of you. Look, man, what it shows me is that it has as much to do with the quarterback as it does the center. What are the Bills and the Eagles, or some people say the Eagles, have in common? They have studs at quarterback. Mm-hmm. Physical freaks at quarterback. Guys that aren't strangers to the weight room at quarterback. But you know who one of the guys I saw do it as well as anybody I've ever seen do it? Is Tom Brady. And he looks nothing like these other two dudes whatsoever. So is it the art and technique? Obviously, the guard and the center have a hell of a lot to do with it. We said, well, Kelce, all pro, the baby came right in and pulled it off. He going to the Pro Bowl, too. So give Howie some credit on that, too. Is it personnel and drafting, identifying people that are strong and have good thrust? What is it? He also picking the place. He doesn't just go right over the spine of the center. They pick spots. For all we know, they have the designated areas that they're attacking. How far are we looking into this thing all the way? I think it may be a little more complicated than we're giving it credit for. And if they can do that, I've been taught low man wins. They tell me the guy on offense, you have an advantage because you know the snap count.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't put, let's just say I got, what's that kid's name you was telling me about wanting to play basketball over there? And Russell was talking about him too.
Oh, Linnell Willingham.
Linnell. What's his last name?
Willingham.
Willingham. Suppose you put a guy like that and you put him like a nose tackle. All right?
Uh-huh.
And then, so you telling me, see, because I just don't believe that I'd like to see if the Eagles, first of all, they practice against them dudes they have. See, iron sharpens iron. But they're not the only people with that. We're supposed to have our big boys up front. I just believe that there ought to be a defensive front that rejects this stuff between the center guard gap, that rejects it. So I say, let's keep get it on, and let's see what happens. But I do believe that they'll probably ban it.
You think so? I don't think it'll be banned.
I don't think it will.
And
I don't know if Philadelphia had. I'll tell you what, if the Cowboys were doing this and they had success with it, it'd never be banned.
Nope. Nope.
But I just think the league, I don't know how much political clout Philadelphia has. And if enough people get pissed off at them because they can't stop them, it wouldn't surprise me to see the league gang up on them. Believe me. Because New York, Dallas, Washington has no political clout. That's obvious.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. That's if you trust them. If you trust them, then you can go about and think what you think. I don't. And I would be, I'd be willing to say right now that they'll find a way to outlaw it if they can't stop it.
All right.
301-230-0980 is the number. What say you?
Here's what Mark Murphy, you want to hear what Mark Murphy said?
Yeah, first? I want to hear what my boy Lobster, call him by his given nickname.
Oh, the Lobster. I got you.
The Lobster.
Yeah, Packers president Mark Murphy, he issued a statement earlier today. He said, I'm not a fan of this play. There's no skill involved, and it is almost an automatic first down on plays of a yard or less. There's a series of plays with the Commanders jumping off sides in the NFC Championship game to try to stop the play was ridiculous. The referee even threatened to give the Eagles an automatic touchdown if the Commanders did not stop. That was actually crazy, Doc. That was insane. He said he would like to see the league prohibit pushing or aiding the running, quote-unquote, quarterback on this play. There used to be a rule prohibiting this, but it is no longer enforced because I believe it was thought to be too hard for the officials to see. The play is bad for the game, and we should go back to prohibiting the push of the runner. This will bring back the traditional QB sneak that worked well for quarterbacks like Brett Starr and the Packers in the Ice Bowl. End of statement.
I can't wait to see how this comes out. First of all, you, the people, will show us if you care based on your reactions. If you don't care, I don't care. We can move on.
Mm-hmm.
We can go to archery, rolling dice, anything. But I don't do boring. So if y'all don't care, we can move on. But I think this should be exhausted because I think if no one else has tried it, I think others have tried it. They're just not good at it.
Yep.
So should the Eagles be penalized for that or applauded for mastering a technique going against the best defensive line in the game and getting it done? What we won't show us, and we'll never know, is can they do it against their boys?
I mean, the thing is, they've done it in a game before, though. Like, when Mark says we should not be aiding the runner, no matter, like, who it is, and that it used to be a rule that was enforced, that's going to take away, you know, the big scrums where, like, the running back's on, like, the one-yard line, and then here comes the big lineman, like, pushing everybody in, and they granted a touchdown. That's no longer going to happen. So, like, I guess there's a lot that will go into the ruling, but you take away those kinds of plays and you don't know if, you know, because now you're sort of kind of limiting the runner to an extent. Like, what if the guy is fighting for, like, some hard yards, like, on his own, and the fact that he was held up, now we got to call it you know, a stoppage of
play. This is not a slam dunk. I'm interested in what the people say.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Team 980 listener line 301-230-0980. K9. They're always at the front of the line. Talk about discipline. Jonesy, welcome home.
Hey, what's up, Doc? You know what this reminds me of? And this is not even a play. This reminds me of when they banned the high five move, man. When you all scored a touchdown. And then you came together and you did the high five. It is like that. We got to do something about that. And they banned that for a while.
Well, that was Dallas,
yeah. Yeah, that was Dallas. But still, it was some others, too. I remember the Giants complaining about that. I never forget seeing an interview with Lawrence Taylor on the end of that, complaining about that. But I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to go here with it. My thing is, no, leave it alone. You know what? If we got all these so-called defensive gurus out here that's getting paid a piss pot full of money, then you should be able to come up with a scheme to stop it. That's what I have to say towards that. And that's just me. And I might be a one percenter. But if you're supposed to be this defensive guru, and I don't care what name you throw in the, on the dotted line as far as defensive coordinators go, come up with a way to stop it. And I'm going to say, nah, leave the fist pushing on. You, what you do is you get in there on your offseason. That's your offseason assignment, defensive coordinator. Go in that the dock room and figure it out. That's what I need you to do. So when regular season come about, boom, you can stop the Joker going from the half-yard line, the one-yard line, or whatever else, to keep them from getting first down, whether it's a fourth down or it's a touchdown, it doesn't matter. Stop it. You come up with a formula to stop it. Get the right nucleus of guys to stop the tush push. Enough said, I'm out. I'm going to listen to y'all.
Well, that's not a bad idea. Do we have footage? I should have asked Russell when he was on with us. Are they the only team in the NFL that employs the tush push?
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Okay.
Because the Bills do it. Other teams have, again, they've tried to do it. They try to imitate what the Eagles are doing, and they've just come up short, you know? The Eagles also have dogs up front. I think if you try to do the touch push against them, I don't think you've had much success. Them, the Bucks, like those two front lines, Vita Vea on that Bucks D-line.
Oh, my goodness.
Kalaja can't, like, people taking up space? Space eaters?
Yeah, they got space
yeah,
eaters.
Yeah, I want to see you move them. So maybe maybe that's what you need.
Well, I mean, that's definitely the best way to combat it.
Yeah.
Is to have some elephants inside that ain't budging. But that's the way football's always been. And, I mean, going all the way back from Jim Brown and Hugh McElhaney, all the way, there's always been inside run game. And could you get an inch or get a yard or whatever? The old Hogs proved that. I mean, 50 Gut proved that. I'm at a loss for this. I really hate to ban somebody from doing something that and deeming that it's illegal because you can't stop it. And yet you have the opportunity to do the same thing. Nobody's stopping you from doing the exact same thing to them. And I hope that's on point. I hope I'm accurate with that. It's just not the touch. I don't know. I wish I could view it as cheating. I don't view it as cheating. If they snap the ball, and if it's movement, they should be called on it. But is it good for the game from an entertainment value? Now you start bringing up some legitimate topics. Is that what I want to see? Now we get back to baseball and the shift. I thought the shift, I had no problem with the shift because I came up in the 60s, 70s. I came up with Rod Carew, Pete Rose, pure hitters. You move one side, they just hit it where you're not. Period. They would have had no problem with that. These young boys, the TikTok era, you move to them, they were blunt. They couldn't do it. They don't have bat control. They may have more power, but they can't hit like fellas hit back in the day. So they had to actually change the rule. They had to come up with it. So we'll see. We'll see. And so now here's my boy. I love this. I love. PJ says on X, man, come up with your own push instead of putting Jaden back there to put a tight end or fullback in the position and practice it. And the toothbrush can't be stopped. They have scientific study on TV one day, so come up with your own. Gotta give PJ, he's creative. We have a guy that can't be stopped. We got our own tush push. It's called JD5. Just a different way of doing it. And it's all legal. But if you feel like the tush push is illegal, then step to the plate. I'd love to hear it. Little, you're next on the Hoffman Program with DOC and Curly. What's up?
Man, legend. Shout out to Ant-Man number 2. I was telling Ant-Man. Look, man, anytime you aid the player, man, that boy, man, what did he weigh, 230, quarterback? Yeah, it's illegal, Doc. We didn't even do that in high school. They call a flag, they throw a flag in high school anytime you push a player forward.
Mm-hmm.
Let him try to do it on his own strength, Bones. Unless you got 5 Vita Bear, what's the big guy in Tampa Bay? Vita, I can't think of his last name.
Yeah, Vita. Yeah, you're right, you got it. You was on point.
Yeah, you put 5 of them on the line, you got a chance of stopping it. Anytime you aid in the player and then the defense, they can't get behind their players and push them forward. We haven't seen that yet. When the defense push their players, then they're going to throw the flag. Man, ban that. Get rid of that, man. Hey, but look. Guess what? We ain't Philly worried about us. We ain't worried about Philly. Like I called it last year, we gonna fight for the championship. This year, guess what, Doc? It's going to be on our home field, player. Hey, God bless y'all. Stay up, man.
Hey, appreciate that, Little. It's that's a good, I can live with that. I really can. I don't like I've seen too many backs with superior efforts on the goal line. And I want to keep my memory bank clear with that. It's embarrassing to see somebody. I mean, I see Rigo breaking the line. Ain't nobody ever had to push John. That's crazy. Let's go to break on that one, though. But it's good. Y'all biting a little bit. 301-230-0980. Are you done with the tush push? You had enough of it? Or can you live with it? Stay with us. Coach Knocky coming up. That's right. C-Knock. We'll ask C-Knock.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.